This is Crosstalk, Volume 2. I'm Scott Clark. Crosstalk is a weekly program devoted to Reformed theology, piety, and practice. The current evangelical fad is the emerging or emergent church. This is a movement that is unhappy with modern evangelicalism and fundamentalism. They're looking to the past, or at least part of the Christian past, for answers. But in doing so, they seem to have skipped a very important part of the Christian past, and that is the Reformation. In some ways, the emerging movement is another evangelical fad like others before it. 10 years ago, it was fashionable to become Greek Orthodox. Before that, it was fashionable to become Anglican. And there have been some notable evangelical converts to Roman Catholicism in this same period. Why aren't evangelicals on the road to Geneva, Westminster, or Heidelberg? Why do they seem to skip the Reformation? Well, it might seem as if they are, but in fact not all of them are. Christianity Today just did a story on the fact that many young evangelicals are attracted to the Reformed Reformation. But still, many evangelicals seem to be looking for something beyond the Reformation. They seem to be booking metaphorical flights from Bob Jones and Dallas and Moody to Rome and Constantinople, or just joining the emerging movement. Why the evangelical reluctance to investigate the Reformation? Well, here are three partial explanations. One, there are significant ways in which Rome and Constantinople are, and even the emerging church, are really quite like contemporary evangelicalism. In some ways, it's a natural step. Second, the Reformed movement has not always been very friendly. As a movement devoted to a set of strongly held principles, we tend to attract folks who are sometimes more interested in ideas than people. This can make for some awkward conversations, especially for folks who are checking out the Reformation. Third, I think that a lot of evangelicals are ex-fundamentalists, and they just assume that Reformed theology, piety, and practice is just another branch of the same joy-killing, soul-darkening fundamentalism they want to get away from. And yet, as I read them, they seem to show very little familiarity with confessional Reformed theology, piety, and practice, at least as the Reformed churches know it. There is an alternative for evangelicals who are dissatisfied with the state of things, and for those who are curious about the Reformation. If you give it a chance, I think you might like it. As we confess the faith, it is organized by the Father's grace toward sinners, Christ's finished work for sinners, and the Spirit's work within them. It offers a vision for faith and life that has something significant to say about all of life and all of the faith. It has a strong view of the church, strong commitment to Christian community, and to the means of grace. Those are the things that the emerging folks say they want. So I think they ought to give the Reformation another and closer look. Well, that's all for this week. Listen for another Crosstalk next week on this station. This is Crosstalk, Volume 2. For the week of January 6, 2007, I'm Scott Clark. Crosstalk is a copyright production, 2007.